Ladies love O'Neill. Yeah, baby.
O'Neill, O'C, O'Neill on Peace Central. O'C, O'Neill on Cliff Central. You're listening to O'Neill on Cliff Central. O'C.
Yeah, baby.
So I just played you something from Fiesta Black, and she's hanging out with here in the studio at the moment. Let's just catch up with her. How you been?
I'm so hurt.
Why are you hurt?
The new afro.
No, wait, I just began a conversation with you. Foreplay has to start somewhere.
But besides, I
did.
What?
Yeah, you did. Yeah. Thank you, my love.
What?
I did.
What did you ask again?
I said she looks very, very pretty.
No, but I was getting to that, guys. I couldn't do it off air. I wanted to do it on air. See, now the moment is gone.
No, it doesn't matter anymore.
Okay, fine. Listen, can I show you later?
Show me.
Yeah.
Okay. Wow. All right.
I feel like I walked into another show. I'm like, I wasn't prepared for this.
It's a completely new show.
Seriously.
Listen, it's disintegrating. Esther, the hotter it gets in here, it's just...
Brain cells are
just downhill.
They're going the other
Listen,
way.
Welcome to the show. You look absolutely breathtaking.
Thank you so
and much. No, this is great. I love the whole ensemble.
The new look.
But I think it will look better on the floor.
Wow.
I feel like this is scripted. Are you sure you're not reading a script or something?
No.
Unscripted.
Guys,
so
I can explain.
Who are you?
Professor Steve, please.
I like this guy. Get the same, my boss.
Yeah, I'm no longer using my brain to think. It's the way it's down. So, good to have you on the show once again. The last time you brought mad energy. Can you focus? Can you try and focus?
Okay, yes, I'm here. I'm back.
Okay, cool. All right, now, what have you been up to since then?
I've been in Botswana for a while. Okay, we did like a week ago.
How long were you in Botswana for?
For like almost 5 months.
What were you doing there?
I was finding my new sound.
Did you find
jail.
It?
Yes.
In Botswana. In jail.
Did you say jail?
Yeah. I was in jail, yo.
You were in jail in Botswana?
Yeah.
You're in prison?
Yeah.
You're in jail?
Yeah.
What did you do?
I overstayed.
You overstayed in Botswana, and they put you in jail
for 5 months.
Yeah,
that is not true.
For real?
No, that's not true.
But she does have the muscle tone of someone who's
fine.
Just been in jail.
Let's get to this. Wait. I think the tone of the conversation just changed. We need to understand what happened.
I overstayed, and I don't know. What's wrong with you, Mutamwena?
How did you overstay? How did you not know that you're overstaying?
No, I knew.
Okay.
But then I was in Maung at the time.
Yeah, which is quite far.
Exactly.
Yes.
And I didn't have any way of coming back.
Okay, so what happens? You try to cross the border and they said, no, you can't.
Exactly.
We're taking you to jail.
They confiscated my passport.
Wow.
Okay. Yeah. And how long were you in jail for?
5 months.
It was a cell. It wasn't like proper jail.
It was a cell.
Okay.
Yeah.
No, but that's
too
long.
Did you write songs?
That's too long to
do
this.
I wrote an entire album.
Okay, let's hear it. Can we hear this?
Could you beatbox them into your phone at least?
Guys, no.
Okay, she's messing with us.
No, I'm for real. Like, for real, real.
Anyway.
Just because she didn't take a selfie.
Just because I'm crying.
Listen, I'm from Botswana.
Just because you didn't take a selfie.
I'm just shocked.
Oh, you from there?
Yeah.
That's his hometown.
How do you feel?
About what? I am shocked and dismayed.
No, you know what? As crazy as it was, I feel like it was an amazing experience.
Can I ask a question?
Yeah, there's nothing like jail.
No, come on, nothing. No.
Absolutely.
No, but as a writer, the
you
music
that
I've written
space.
Now,
you need
it's
to
amazing.
Be arrested.
I wouldn't have been able to write what I've written now if I hadn't gone through that.
Nice.
I ask a question?
Yeah, please go ahead. By all
means. I'm looking forward to hearing the songs. You know?
It's amazing.
My word.
So now, did they give you a phone? Would you be able to like beatbox it and record it?
No. So I never write, period. I always write in my head.
Ah. Did you have a book to at least pin the ideas?
No.
Did you do push-ups in the gym?
Yes. In the gym?
No, in the thing, in the cell.
The
there's no gym there. So,
exactly.
So okay. How were the conditions though? Were they harsh?
No. It was jail. You sit in there with the other people, laja, go back. If there's a nice cop on duty, he'll let you make a call.
Did you make friends?
I made a lot of friends.
Wow. Okay, so how did you now? How are you here now? How did you end up here?
Immigration.
Okay, so immigration, what happened?
They came and they got me because no one was bailing me out. What? I couldn't communicate with Lance. Lance didn't even know where I was, by the way.
So how long was it again?
Five months.
Shame on you, Lance.
No, he didn't know.
Shame on you.
They didn't know. They didn't know.
I honestly, like, I'm beside myself in shock. Like, you're saying this with such poise.
She's
like, this is your thing. Like,
no,
I just go to jail and I come out and I do interviews and I go back in.
No, it was my first time. It was my first time.
Because you look like you're looking forward to going back in.
Are you crazy? It was therapeutic. You guys won't understand.
She's a criminal record now.
You guys won't. No, no, I don't think so.
All right, cool. Listen, how are you feeling?
Better than ever.
Your family, how were they handling it?
Well, when I was that side, I couldn't talk to my mom a lot.
Yeah.
But then she came down last week. Actually, it was maybe like a few days ago, went down back to Limpopo. She was here with me for like a week.
Wow. I'm sorry, guys. I'm going to tell you.
So when did you get back?
But the way you're saying it, like, it's a by the way. Like, yeah, but I was just in the...
Guys,
you know?
Like, yes, and when something happens, it happens. And you can't dwell on that stuff.
I
got so much good out of it, more than bad. So I couldn't be happier.
Okay. All right, guys.
So now, are you gonna collaborate with Bruno and Fistos from Gumsha?
Gumsha is a jazzame.
They made an album straight out of prison.
Oh no! You see now you're making it about this whole prison thing.
I'm just asking.
It's not about that.
Okay, guys. In fact, I'm gonna switch off all your mics except for hers and mine, because I need to get to the bottom of this.
What?
I'm kidding. Okay. Now, listen, have you been to see someone to help you with the ordeal? Because I'm sure it affected you, didn't it?
I don't know, yo. Maybe I'm just another breed.
Okay, how long have you been out for?
It's been 3 weeks, 2 weeks.
You've been out of jail for 3 weeks.
2 weeks.
And this guy is so cool. Like,
he works in the office. Go get him.
Okay. Yeah. All right. So your government chipped in. They came in and saved you.
Yeah.
All right. Now, what is happening with you right now? What lessons do we draw from this?
Obey the law.
Okay.
Don't overstay if you know you shouldn't overstay. And when in a situation where you feel like, oh, no, like, just surrender and God will do all.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wow. Do you think this is the hardest thing you've ever done or gone through?
I've been through harder. This one was more of a beautiful experience, more than an ordeal, like drastic, painful. It was growing. It helped me.
What do you
grow.
Mean you've been through harder? You've been to Guantanamo Bay?
No, I've been through stuff that wasn't as hectic, but it was more painful that I couldn't deal with.
Okay.
This helped me more. It didn't break me at all.
What were you doing in Botswana in the first place?
I teaming up with fake promoters that you don't even like do your research, and then they tell you how are they promoters, and then you get that side, and then. Stuff
so
like
a promoter took you to Botswana and things didn't work out.
Exactly.
You ended up overstaying and you were in jail for 5 months.
Exactly.
Do you want to sing for us? It's okay if you don't want.
What do you want me to sing?
Anything. Anything. Anything.
There's one that I wrote yesterday.
Okay.
Okay. Lomgol debuya gutenao Gisasemna ni bengia zilentwengi zandayo Gishesengi tulangi 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 tula Bangi ngoma bantu Batse lomtwana lomtwana lo Angosi yami ngiyacela ukuthi umculo wami uphumelele ufikele wonke umuntu ulalele umhlaba jikelele umthuliso kalileyo umfumane ulahlekileyo umduduzo khathazekayo umhluthiso lambileyo. Yeah.
It's beautiful.
Thank you.
All right.
It's beautiful.
Listen, I hope you understand. It's going to be awkward until we leave the show now.
Are you serious? No, it shouldn't be. Please don't let it be.
You won't. Okay, fine. Okay, can we act normal?
Yeah.
Please, let's
act like, can we be shallow for a bit?
I've yeah, let's long. Act like...
So now, this weekend is a big one. Jet? I've been normal all along.
Yeah, okay, you're so chilled.
all right. Matim, how are you?
Mara. I thought we were going to be normal. What's wrong with you now? Why are you
but I'm normal.
Yeah,
but
no, you're not.
No,
why
I wanna
why
I'm
is checking, like that?
I'm checking up on you. We haven't been speaking for a while. I was talking to Fiesta Black.
Yes, I am.
Also known as Tupac Shakur.
Magna! What?
Biggie.
When did this happen? Please tell me.
You've been to jail, like, son. You did time, son.
I am so stumped.
You did time, son.
Yeah, boy.
Yeah, you got more rep than more rappers.
We staff goons.
You got street cred.
Listen, what did you miss while you were in jail?
I missed the studio and being on stage.
Okay. Have you been in studio yet?
I've been in studio every night since I came back.
Okay. All right. Madim, what are you up to this weekend?
Tomorrow I'm in Cape Town. Sunday I'm going home. There's a homecoming party. Okay. We're hooking up at home, so everyone is invited. We've actually organized taxis from here to Limpopo.
Okay.
So we're going home, a welcome homecoming kind of thing.
Limpopo.
Just make sure your passport is sorted.
Yeah, we should come as well.
No, if you do
you don't need a passport, dog.
No, listen. This is how it starts. You think you don't need a passport. You end up crossing the border. And you end up somewhere.
Watch it.
But you still get a good song out of it.
No, but I'm serious. I'm just saying, guys, listen. This is honestly serious. This is a time to travel. And not everybody's familiar with laws of other countries.
Yeah.
Familiarize yourself with those things so that you understand.
What's yes.
You know, I mean, one of the newest things I think with the Home Affairs is traveling. If you're driving somebody else's car, you need to ensure that you've got an affidavit from the police. And this is something new, and not everybody knows this thing.
Yeah,
so that's all I'm saying. Mm. Like, the most important thing for you as an artist has to be your passport right now.
Yeah.
Ensure that those things, even though your passport is fine, where you're going, find out
And
what would be needed.
Yeah, and you know, when you travel out the country, the most important thing, you have to scan your passport.
Yeah.
And then you always have to keep the scanned copy on you.
Yes.
And then they recommend that you actually leave it in the hotel, in the safe.
Yeah, in case. Yeah, you
see, like literally, like even if I go running, like I love running. When I'm out the country, I go running, and if the cops stop you, they have the right to actually arrest you if you can't produce positive ID.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
See, there you go. You see.
So even in Mozambique, you have to always have your. I mean, the neighboring country is SADC.
Yeah.
You have to have your.
You always have to have it
on
with you
or a copy of it.
True. See, there we go. See, very important.
Yeah. That's a deep story. Yeah. Let me tell you, I almost got into a similar situation in Lagos. I was out there,
and
was
that's
working.
Some place to be. In.
Yeah, and yeah. I left my thing. I was taken by the artist I was working with. They're like, "Yo, let's hit the club," and I left my passport in the hotel because I thought we were just going around the corner. And we're all in VIP, and I don't dress. I'm not a fancy guy, you know. I don't have gold chains. So I left the VIP to go to the bathroom, and I came back all alone, and the bouncer's like, "Sorry, bro." I'm like, I was inside, bro. And I'm like, in Lagos. I'm like, what am I going to do? How am I going to get back to the hotel? The guys were like, "Don't take money. It's cool. We got you."
Cool.
So literally, I stood there by VIP for like 5 minutes. I'm like, "Yo, man, I've been here." And then I had to like become a bit of a Niger guy.
Yeah.
So I had to yell. I had to like swear a bit. Like, "Yo, do you
do
know
it?
Who I am?"
Nah,
you know?
My friend, I don't want to know who
you
are. Tell me.
Yeah, I had to go there. And then he was like, "Oh, okay, cool."
Yeah, there's
and
nothing like, that gets the points across like, "Do you know who I am?"
Yeah. Yeah. So, "Do you know who I am?" And I was like, and "Let me try."
It's usually followed by taking off your shirt. So then your point is made. Guys, can we sing one more time?
Yeah.
Just before we get out of here, let's just collaborate for something. And
one,
just, you know,
beat?
Just,
yeah, always one beat.
After all of that, you know.
Let's see.
Yeah. I got wine in the car, by the way. So
I don't drink anymore.
Oh!
Okay. All right, cool. So just do what you want with the beat.
I just want a definite shugupo, hey?
Yeah?
Like, that I can feel it.
Okay, so there you go.
The definite shugupo.
And I won't do that anymore,
two.
Hey? I have school at my house, guys.
Oh!
You know what?
Are you a rapper now?
It's like you.
Young
oh, so you
oh, okay,
also
so let's just tone it down.
Ooh.
Okay, let's tone it down.
Play brother.
Oh yeah. No.
Alright, cool.
Up the tempo just a little bit.
Yeah.
A bit more tempo.
Okay. Let's go. We need to lighten up the mood in here.
Yeah, man. Come on, man.
What do you want to sing about, sweetheart?
you and Botswana.
No.
Okay, you want to talk to her. Talk to her.
All right, let me tell you something.
Via sing.
Via song.
I said the first time, the first time I saw you, I thought, ooh, this girl is so super, super, super talented.
Nice.
Now that I'm with you on the same studio, believe me, girl, I'm so honored. I respect you. I can't believe you come from jail. Girl, I respect you. I respect your work. I know you're multi-talented.
Yeah.
Girl can even dance.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, wow.
So go out there and spread your wings. Do better, go bigger. I know you're capable. You can do it, do it, do it. I love you, beauty.
Aww.
Stay pretty and grow that afro.
Girl, it's gonna
even
grow.
Even bigger.
it's about to get big. Where do I take this?
Yeah, you've got 30 seconds to do this.
Okay.
Please don't lie.
Oh yeah.
I do shalant dimbonga mina. Dimbonga mina. I do shalant dimbonga mina. Gala sipangi persona. Bawa siko. Gizni yela uwe. Bahotiko muna manda wena. Bahotiko kizni ela uwe. Bahotiko muna manda we.
Ah, there we go.
All right.
Please say something nice because we leave here. You know, say something nice, man.
What do you mean? I'm nice. Wow. Listen,
but you know, you can be nice and not say
he's very nice.
Okay,
nice.
Guys, thank you very much. Listen, you made this quite a show today. You may have come late.
Oh yeah.
But the most important thing is that at the end of the session, you came. That's all that matters. You arrived at the destination.
The only person that's earlier is
you
me.
Busted a nut at the end of the day.
Oh, yeah!
Okay, we're out of here.
Lost, okay? I got lost. And Navigator kept saying 10 left.
And you know what they say? The beauty's in the journey.
You know? She was this girl. She just came and
the beauty is in the thrusting.
But you got here.
I'm here now, you know?
The beauty is in the thrusting, not necessarily.
She kept saying 10
okay,
left,
cool.
10 right.
Guys, thank you very much. Enjoy your weekend and listen. I don't even know what to say. What? I don't know what to say.
Welcome
but
back.
You're very strong to be here and just making light of the situation. I think there's a hell of a lesson.
Yeah.
Do something with it. Talk to people. Talk to other artists.
Yeah.
I think go around. Do more PR and talk to people about it. I think it's an incredible story as
it
well.
It is. Yes.
There are lessons that can be drawn. Matema, good luck with everything you do.
Thank you so much.
I do hope that they are lucky enough for you not to be late wherever you're going. Junior, enjoy your weekend.
Yo, I'll try, man. But
okay,
it's going to
cool.
be a nice one.
Yeah, just don't cross the border, Junior. 37, big up to you, man. Thanks a lot for always showing up when we need you.
Tell you what, man. Can I make a deal with you before
you can't.
I go?
We're out of time. What's
a quick deal. Can I come here and showcase my album before I drop it?
Please, come
can
back.
Can I come drop it here? I'll have
come
my team.
Back. Bring your
gonna,
team, everybody.
We're going to go nuts here.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Great.
Cool.
We'll have a chat about it.
Roger. All right.
Cool.
Thank
we're
going to so
go
much.
Take pictures out now. Cool stuff.
Boom time.
Lady Love. O'Neal. Yeah, baby. O'Neal. Central. OOC.
Cliff Central, double OC, double OC. Mm-hmm. Double OC, double OC. You're listening to Neil on Cliff Central.